It is V103 in the morning routine going around the 815 this morning.
And joining us in studio is Kate Deckard Gonzalez from Willow Creek Counseling with The Climb. It's an event that actually raises awareness for women who are dealing with postpartum. Is that correct, Kate?
Yes. So the event is a worldwide event that benefits anyone who is struggling with a perinatal mental health disorder. So it's all disorders within pregnancy and the postpartum period.
So tell me, why is something like this so important for so many women?
Well, I think that it's a thing that people don't talk about a lot. You know, it comes with a lot of shame, a lot of stigma, a lot of misinformation. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we estimate that 1 in 5 women and 1 in 5 men struggle with a postpartum mental health disorder. So, I mean, it benefits so many people to have awareness, to have information and resources. And our community doesn't have many. So it's important that we get the word out and have people know where to find help when they need it.
So what are some of the symptoms and where are some of the places people can get help?
So some of the symptoms would be specifically for postpartum depression is the most common.
Okay.
But some of the symptoms would be, tearfulness, crying spells, sadness, loss of interest in things. Sometimes it comes with trouble bonding with your baby. Mm-hmm. Of course, there can be some dark symptoms too, like wanting to hurt yourself or your baby. So any of these things can come anywhere from 2 weeks to up to a year.
Wow.
You give birth. So there is a great resource in the community, the Dahlia Center, which does perinatal psychiatry. So they specialize in all women's issues and those who are in either pregnancy or postpartum.
Now, talk about The Climb. What can we expect at this event?
Well, it's pretty exciting because The Climb has never been hosted in Rockford before. Okay. So prior to this, I think the closest was in Chicago. So mm-hmm. It's the first year for us. We're really excited about it. So we will have a variety of things there. So our gates will open at 9:30 at Sports Corps 1 off of Elmwood. And we'll have an official kickoff ceremony at 10:30, speakers, games, prizes, all of that kind of thing. We've had really great contributions from the community. So we'll be giving away some great door prizes. Discovery Nice. Center Museum has donated a membership. We've had an adjustment and consultation from First Chiropractic of Rockford, a mini session from Cork and Clove Photography. So lots of great things to win. And then we have free activities for kids. So okay. We'll have face painting, balloon artists, bubbles, chalk, all of that good stuff too.
So everyone is welcome then?
Everyone is welcome. It's meant to be a family-friendly activity, so you can bring your kids and get out and have some free fun. And of course, there will be a short walk along the river there at Sports Corps 1. But it's not something that you have to run, or I get a lot of questions too, like, do we have to run it? Or
yeah.
No, but it is a paved path, so people can bring strollers, wagons, anything that would help you transport your children.
Pets?
Pets are not allowed within the facility, so that's a bummer, but you can bring your pets to the parking lot, they said, but you can't actually bring them on the path.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, what day is The Climb?
The Climb is Saturday, October 12th, so we're a few weeks out here. Yeah. We do have free little goodie bags for all registered participants, but you can sign up the day of as well.
Okay. So how do people get registered and where can they find more information?
Sure. So we have a few different ways to do that. There is a Facebook page, PSI's The Climb Rockford. Mm-hmm. There is an Instagram account, and we are working on a TikTok right now. But you can also go to the donation page, and I can get you that information too if you guys wanted to post it. We have a QR code that you can follow. You can either join the team or make a donation to Team Rockford.
Oh.
So if you join the team, that's what registers you for that goodie bag in advance.
And if someone out there is suffering from postpartum, where can they grab more information and seek help?
Great question. So I think that the best place to get started would be going to Postpartum Support International's webpage, which is postpartum.net. They have so much wonderful information about all the different disorders that can happen during the perinatal period. And then they also have tons and tons of support groups and different things like chat with a mom, Chat with a Dad, a peer mentor program, a postpartum planning class. So they have so much stuff available on there. And then they also have a great tool. It's called the Provider Directory, where you can put in your zip code and then they will pull a list of all the perinatal certified therapists in your area. So that would be a great place if you wanted more individual help or to see a individual therapist.
Perfect. Nice. Well, Kate, thank you so much for coming in and sharing this with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.